Pioneer Valley Radio is proud to present another installment of Brad Shepherd Today. Here's Brad Shepherd.
Ladies and gentlemen and lovers of radio and audio programs in the free world, welcome back to Pioneer Valley Radio as we hold the Western Mass close and see what's going on. I'm delighted to have you with us. Let's start off with something of use to you. Springfield's Department of Public Works has announced today that they will begin the collection of yard waste, which kicks off on Tuesday, April 2. And yard waste will be collected on the same day as recycling is collected. Now, please be aware, paper yard waste bags that have been left out all winter will not be picked up and will need to be rebagged by the resident. Barrels that have yard waste in them will be picked up, however, and they cannot have any accumulated water in the barrels. Yard waste is defined as grass clippings, weeds, hedge clippings, garden waste, twigs and brush. Remember them? Twigs and brush should not be longer than 2 feet in length and 1/2 inch in diameter. Bags and barrels shall not weigh more than 40 pounds when full. The DPW will also pick up branches, and the branches can be no wider than 3 inches in diameter and no longer than 4 feet, and must be tied for pickup in manageable sized bundles. Springfield Department of Public Works has been notified by the Massachusetts Department of Transportation that emergency bridge repairs will be required on the Putz Bridge, Route 21, between Springfield and Ludlow. Residents are advised that prior to work, beginning no later than April 2, the bridge will be posted for weight limits for various size vehicles by MassDOT. Please note, there is no closure. And MassDOT also states that due to the capacity of the structure, waivers for emergency vehicles cannot be issued. Calling all Swifties, every Saturday afternoon, from March 23 to May 18, Springfield Museums will present 1989 Under the Stars, a new light and music show in the Seymour Planetarium set to 1989, Taylor's version, the top-selling album from Taylor Swift. Now, visitors can lean back their chairs or stand up and dance as the museums present highlights of Taylor Swift's top-selling album, Planetarium. The Planetarium shows are free for museum members and $5 for visitors ages 8 up. Now, later this spring, Taylor Swift Music Nights in the Seymour Planetarium, Thursday, May 9, and Friday, and against the backdrop of Swift's music on original vinyl. Limited seating. Tickets are $10. Recommended for ages 12 and May 10, 6 to 8 p.m. Incredible images from the night sky presented on the museum's new full-dome Zeiss system. Drivers using 91 North and 391 North in Chicopee should be prepared for traffic slowdowns and delays on Tuesday and Wednesday. Now, according to the Mass Department of Transportation, work crews will be conducting paving from 9 a.m. on Tuesday until 3:30 p.m. on Wednesday, and there will be temporary lane changes with a right lane closure on I-91, and two left lanes will be closed on 391 northbound at the I-91-391 split. Speed will be reduced in work areas. The sewing and fabric retailer Joann has filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy. They announced this Monday. The company says they held more than $1.6 billion in debt at the time of the filing. The process of Chapter 11 is expected to continue through April, and Joann will also become a private company following this filing, and their shares will no longer be listed on NASDAQ. Joann's been around for more than 80 years and sells crafting supplies and fabric. They have a total of 829 locations across the country, including locations throughout Western Mass in Ludlow, Hadley, Holyoke, Pittsfield. In Central Mass, I know they were in Lowell. Wonder if they're still there. Now, some folks may feel that a criminal record will knock them out of job opportunities. Well, perhaps not. Need help with employment? Well, you can find resources at a criminal record expungement and sealing clinic, and a Corey-friendly job fair at Holyoke Community College. This event, held every April, as part of a national effort, Second Chance Month. And the programs are held nationwide, and they help folks with criminal records to get free legal advice, learn about criminal record expungement and sealing process. You can obtain a free copy of their Corey Report and speak with potential employers and get info about community and college resources. HCC will provide free transportation to campus from the Maple Street bus terminal in downtown Holyoke via La Guagua, the college's community shuttle, and to the Kittredge Center from the bus circle in the middle of the campus. The event's a freebie and open to the public. It will be held on Thursday, April 4, from 12:30 p.m. to 4:30 p.m. at HCC. While we're talking about colleges, American International has announced today that Hubert Benitez plans to step down as president of the college, effective as of the end of the current academic year, June 7, 2024. Frank Colaccino, the chair of the AIC Board of Trustees, said that Nicole Sestero, who serves as executive vice president and chief operating officer at AIC, will be interim president immediately, and that is according to Colaccino, and she'll be appointed as COO. Sestero has overseen the day-to-day operations of the college and played a key role in implementing AIC's strategic plan. Colaccino said the college is in the process of engaging a search firm to assist with a national search for the next president of American International College. According to the Massachusetts State Lottery, Baker of Hingham has claimed a $1 million prize before taxes in the lottery's $5 million 100 times cash word instant ticket game, this on March 7. And the trust chose the cash option for its prize and got a one-time payment of $650,000, and that, of course, is before taxes. The ticket was purchased at Pride Station and Store, 13 North Main in East Longmeadow, and that retailer will get a $10,000 bonus for selling the winning ticket. Prices at the pump have reached an unwelcome milestone. Gas prices are higher now than they've ever been, well, at least all year, according to AAA. National average price for regular gas up to $3.47 a gallon, and that's up from $3.45 one year ago at this time. It is the first time since December 2023 that prices have been up on a year-over-year basis. Industry experts say that while demand usually increases as the weather warms up, other factors are causing the prices to go up, specifically recent drone attacks on Russian oil refineries and refinery outages caused by extreme cold over the winter. Well, that's Western Mass in a nutshell today, in a nice way, of course. And I thank you very much for tuning in and being a part of our program here at Pioneer Valley Radio. I hope you join us on our next show coming up soon here on PVR. I'm Brad Shepherd, and we will talk again.
The proceeding was a presentation of Pioneer Valley Radio. Copyright
2024.
All rights reserved.